Say, speaking of making phone calls randomly and in a way that annoys people, calling your state Stop Smoking Hotline for help in kicking the habit is out of control right now. Smokers are flooding the Kick the Habit phone lines, help lines, all over the country right now after an enormous increase in the tobacco tax. I believe they're calling it an excise tax. I'm double X myself. The interesting thing about this is that is the goal, I believe, of this taxation. I never thought it would work. But you can tax people into shaking some vices. I should actually test this and see to what extent you're getting busy signals at all the different numbers. There are helplines all over the country for quitting smoking. I'm going to go with a Minnesota one.
Calling Quit Plan Services. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m.
I'm in the pocket.
4 p.m.
I'm in there.
Time.
I'm calling.
You can choose from the following options. To reach our service center, please press 1.
I got to do that? Okay. 1. All right. There we go.
Thank you for calling Quit Plan Services. This is Robin. How may I help you?
Trying to quit smoking because of all this money the government's now asking, us to pay, us smokers to pay.
And what state are you calling from?
Minnesota.
And your first name?
Joe.
And your last name?
Califano.
Spell that for me.
Califano.
And your zip code?
55104.
And your date of birth?
9/19/47.
All right, what we're going to do is go through a series of questions and see what program you're eligible for. Mm-hmm. Your telephone number beginning with area code?
651-330-4091.
Is that a home number, sir?
It is.
And how did you hear about this program?
I called my state legislator, who was busy as a son of a bitch today and did not like me bugging him, and I said, you got to help me out. How does a fella quit smoking? He gave me your number.
Okay.
Bastard's a three-pack-a-day man himself. He should be calling.
And do you currently smoke every day?
And then some.
Okay. Do you use any other tobacco products besides cigarettes?
I'm also a pipe smoker, a cigar smoker, and I go to the coffee shops with the hookahs.
Okay.
That's not funny.
Do you intend to quit within the next 30 days?
I'm quitting today. Have you heard about what the excise tax is doing to a pack of smokes?
Yeah, I know what they are doing. Yep. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being not at all strong and 10 being very strong, how strong is your desire to quit using tobacco?
20.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being not at all confident and 10 being completely confident, how confident are you that you will be successful?
0.
Do you have health insurance?
Yes, I do.
And who's your health insurance through?
It's through Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Of Minnesota?
Yeah.
All right, several communities have been targeted by the tobacco industry or have higher smoking rates. We have special materials for people in these communities. I'd like to ask you some demographic questions. I need you to remember that your answers are completely confidential.
All right.
What is the highest level of education you've completed?
Fifth grade.
Are you Hispanic or Latino?
Latino.
What group best describes you? White, black, or African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander?
Didn't we cover that at Latino?
Some consider themselves white, some consider themselves black.
Latinos do?
Yes.
When the hell did that happen?
I have no idea.
All right, African-American.
Do you consider yourself to be one or more of the following? A, straight, B, gay or lesbian, C, bisexual, D, transgender?
No, transgender, I suppose.
And your employment status, full-time, part-time, homemaker, student, retired, unemployed, disabled?
Homemaker and disabled.
Okay. And what county do you live in?
Ramsey.
Do you have access to the internet?
Yes, I do.
Okay, at the moment there are two programs available to you. The first one is the quitplan.com. That is online personal support with helpful interactive quit smoking tools and connections to thousands of others in the process of quitting. And the other one is the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Minnesota actually has their own smoking program.
No, I want a non-smoking program.
Okay.
Yeah, I know how to smoke.
Are you sure? Okay, Blue Cross has their own program. Have you checked with them yet?
No, I'm just learning about it now.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get you over to Blue Cross, okay?
Okay.
If they don't offer you any assistance with nicotine replacement, you can call back here and we'll get you into a program that does.
Let's also not assume I want to replace it with anything. I mean, I'm going to just quit.
Okay.
I don't need something else. It's not like if I have no cigarettes, the body craves something else. Is that what in fact happens?
Well,
do you smoke?
That's something you'd have to talk with a health coach about.
Do you smoke?
Yes.
Really? And you're working this line?
Mm-hmm.
So guys are calling you wanting to quit, and, you know, they look for a little empathy, and you say, sorry, buddy, you may be giving them up. I'm enjoying a few today. Tough luck.
I've just keep trying.
Have you tried?
Yes, many times.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how hard is it for you?
We don't really need to go into this, sir.
Well, we don't need to. I say, how you doing to someone on the street? They don't need to say, fine.
No.
It's just a little question.
I understand.
I don't think on your deathbed you're going to regret having answered that simple little question.
Okay. Do you want me to get you over Blue Cross Blue Shield, sir?
Is that a Christian organization?
What's that?
The Blue Cross? What's that about?
That's your insurance.
Oh, all right. Very good. Connect me, please.
Hold on.
What the hell is this? I'm in a dream. Is this a dream sequence? Dad, I thought you were dead. Hello?
Thank you for calling Stop Smoking Support.
Gracias por llamar al programa para dejar el tabaco de Stop Smoking Support.
To speak with us in English, please press 1.
Para hablar con nosotros en español, por favor, presione 2.
All right, hang on. I'm going to go with 2. I should have pressed 1. Damn it. Sometimes it's fun when they say, do you want to speak in English or Spanish, to say Spanish and then not know any, or just try really bad Spanish on them and see how willing they are to stick with you. Actually, I'd take a stab at that. Hello?
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 Hi, can you hear me?
Not only can I hear you, I'm so glad you called.
Okay.
Hi. I was getting
out. Yes, hi.
You are?
I am, I thought I got an incoming call.
Strange.
Anyhow.
I don't know what happened there. I heard a busy signal and thought, I was unable to get through, so I hung up, and then I saw the phone ringing, and I went to answer it, and there you were.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess it's amazing how things work sometimes.
Well, it is.
Well, this is the Stop Smoking Support.
Yes.
Is that the number you're trying to reach?
It was. I want to quit smoking, what with the excise tax and all.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad that you call, or we call you back somehow.
Yeah.
Have you called before, or this is your first time calling?
Nope, today I finally said that's it. It's gotten to a point where I told my kid today, we're yanking you out of private school because of the old man's smoking habit, and that's when my wife looked at me and said, maybe it's time to quit.
Hmm. Okay, so that's your big motivation there? Or?
Well, my wife's threats, I guess, mostly, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you called, and in order to see what services we have available for you, can I start with your zip code?
Do you have one where they threaten you if you don't quit? You know, where there's a real sense of physical danger if you don't hang it up? And I only say that because I've found that's effective for me in all sorts of areas.
Okay.
I'm no Jack Bauer, you know. I mean, You have me down in a chair, you bring out the electrodes, I'll do whatever you want. So I'm just wondering if there's something like that, where they just threaten you.
Well, you know what, so probably we are coming onto you a little bit softer than that. But
soft doesn't work. I'm a hard pack guy and a confrontational guy. I'm a no filter, four pack a day, hardcore Marine. And I'm telling you, you give me any kind of a drill instructor guy saying, "Maggot, you don't drop those, you'll drop and give me 20," I think I could hang it up.
Okay. Well, why don't I go ahead and look into look to see what type of services we'll have available for you first, and then I'll explain the program for you in more detail. Okay. What is your zip code, please?
55104. And there are always four other digits, but no one ever knows those. Post office tried to get us all to memorize four more digits. We said, "Do we have to?" They said, "No, it would just help us." We said, "Screw you. You know, none of us memorized those extra four."
Well, I won't ask you for that four additional digits. So,
all right.
Let's go. And how did you hear about the program?
Bathroom wall.
And do you have any type of health insurance? Because we work in conjunction with a number of health plans.
Well, unfortunately, I'm one of the 40 million Americans uninsured.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're currently uninsured?
Yes. But I'm in good company.
Who's your employer?
My employer? I'm unemployed right now, but I'm dumpster diving, and then I sell that stuff through garage sales. So I've got some money coming in if you need some.
And the name of your employer is?
Well, I call them BMI. It's a
BMI?
Yeah,
okay.
Garbage operation.
And you have, because this program, we work in conjunction with a number of health plans and employers to coordinate benefits, so I'm trying to figure out,
you mean to tell me
for the program.
I might not be eligible.
Yeah, well, because, like, you know,
unemployed, no insurance, I'm probably not eligible. That would be handy to tell my wife.
Not quite, but, we'll look into other services as well. And do you have, like, Blue Cross Blue Shield of your insurance of Minnesota? Blue Cross Blue Shield Minnesota, are you familiar with that?
I'm uninsured.
Okay.
I really don't know how many other ways to say that. 40 million of us in this country, you know, 40 million. It's not like I'm the lone wolf out there who couldn't get the money together.
Okay. Yeah, so, you are currently uninsured, and there's a program that's available to residents of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So I can give you the phone number so you can call for services.
Do you do this, what you're doing with me, all day long with people?
No, actually, because this program, we work specifically with a number of health plans and employers. So I thought you got that phone number through your health plan or your employer.
No,
so
I said a bathroom wall.
Right. So, but, you know, we'll still want to, you know, search and look into that to see, because we don't want to turn you away when, in fact, you're eligible for the program.
Worst case scenario, I don't quit smoking. What does my future look like?
Well, I would hope that that you will quit. So,
do you smoke?
I don't.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever?
I've tried once, but...
Just a one time?
Just one time.
A single cigarette? How'd that go for you?
Actually, just a couple of puffs, and I was young, but...
So you took one cigarette, took two drags off it, just enough to say you smoked, and then you quit cold turkey.
I guess I didn't really start it.
Well, you did. You took the first time I would say, okay, you took one puff, but you then said, that wasn't bad, give me another. And at that point, you're a smoker, camper. And so then you quit after your second puff. How hard was that on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, because I was coughing, so it was terrible then.
Oh,
so,
my God. See, that's the difference between you and I. I tried the damn thing, and I went straight to heaven. It was the most glorious experience of my life. If I'd have had a coughing jag, I wouldn't be smoking today. Of course, I was smoking in the midst of making love to my wife, and I think that's the thing you don't want to do, because you associate the two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were making a video.
Well, do you have someone to write down the phone number that I'm going to give you?
Yeah. I actually have been working with this new pen I invented. which uses human urine.
Mm-hmm. and the phone number is 888.
Doesn't work. Back to the drawing board. Let me grab a regular one. Hang on. Go ahead.
It's 888-354.
Mm-hmm. That's Pizza Hut. 888. That gets you pizza. Are you saying that would perhaps replace the cigarette? You know, that's brilliant. I say they give you a raise. Few slices of pizza every time I want a smoke. That could do it. That could do it. I want to thank you for your time. I have to run. I'm sorry. I need to call Emily Kaiser. Be in touch. Take care. Have a wonderful tomorrow. May a crazed pole vaulter jump up your sister's dress at Sunday brunch. Okay.